Good morning. E-cigarettes entered the market in 2007 and are not regulated like conventional cigarettes. As of this year, the FDA is working on extending its regulatory authority over e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes are metal or plastic tubes that contain a cartridge filled with an e-liquid solution that is aerosolized by a battery-powered heating element. E-liquids are used to refill multi-use e-cigarette cartridges and typically contain nicotine dissolved in either propylene glycol or glycerine or a mixture of the two. Often, e-liquids come in packaging and flavoring that are appealing to children. During January 1, 2010 and October 10, 2015, we identified 98 calls to the Wisconsin Poison Control Center for suspected exposures to e-cigarettes, and 671 calls for suspected exposure to cigarettes, for a total of 769 calls during our study period. This graph shows the number of calls to the WPC for e-cigarette and cigarette exposures during our study period. The year is shown on the x-axis, and the y-axis shows the annual number of calls to the WPC. As you can see, the annual number of e-cigarette exposure calls, shown in yellow, increased throughout the years, actually from 2 calls in 2010 to 38 calls in 2014, a 17-fold increase. In contrast, the number of calls for potential cigarette exposures, shown in blue, remained relatively stable during the study period. Please note that the data for 2015 is incomplete. This graph shows the number of calls to the WPC for e-cigarette and cigarette exposures by year and age. The proportion of e-cigarette exposures among children 5 years of age or younger, shown in blue, increased during the study period compared with other age groups. Cigarette exposures, not shown here, were largely among children 5 years of age or younger. E-cigarette exposures were more likely to occur among males. 64.2% e-cigarette exposures occurred among males, while 35.7% occurred among females. Cigarette exposures were distributed almost evenly between males and females, with 49.4% exposures among males and 50.6% exposures in females. The main exposure route for both e-cigarette and cigarette was ingestion. Ingestion was the route of exposure for 66.3% e-cigarette and 99.4% cigarette calls. For e-cigarettes, exposure routes also include inhalation, ocular, dermal, and parenteral routes. Multiple simultaneous exposure routes were categorized as other. With regard to cigarette exposures, inhalation only accounted for less than 1% of exposures. The majority of exposures were asymptomatic or had symptoms of limited severity. 38% e-cigarette and 47% cigarette exposures were asymptomatic. Minor, rapidly resolving symptoms were observed in 38% e-cigarette and 27% cigarette exposures. Moderate effects occurred in 4.1% e-cigarette and less than 1% cigarette exposures. An example of a moderate exposure was actually when an individual fell asleep and accidentally spilled an e-liquid bottle on his arm and abdomen, and he ended up absorbing approximately 100 milligrams of nicotine. He obviously presented with signs of nicotine toxicity, including nausea, emesis, abdominal pain. He was he went to an emergency department and was treated and subsequently released. Emesis and nausea, was the predominant adverse effect among both e-cigarette and cigarette exposures. Exposures to both study groups were largely unintentional. So, at the time of initial call to the Wisconsin Poison Control Center, home management occurred for 63% e-cigarette and 90% cigarette exposures. When the call was placed, 21% e-cigarette and 6% cigarette cases were already en route to a healthcare facility. The WPC referred 15% e-cigarette and 3% cigarette exposure to a healthcare facility. This study had some limitations. The Wisconsin Poison Control Center depends on self-reporting and does not monitor exposures. There's potential for case ascertainment bias because exposures among children are generally more likely to be reported than those among adults. In addition, not all exposures to e-cigarettes, or cigarettes for that matter, might have been reported to the Wisconsin Poison Control Center. In Wisconsin, e-cigarette exposure trends were similar to national poison control data trends. During 2010 and 2015, there was an increase in number of exposure calls to WPC for e-cigarette exposures, and exposures occurred predominantly in children less or equal to 5 years of age. Strategies to prevent further exposure, such as consistent product content labeling, are warranted. The FDA has started regulating product labeling as well as other aspects of e-cigarettes as of this year. In addition, the 2015 Child Nicotine Poisoning Prevention Act was signed into law at the end of January of this year, and basically it requires all e-liquid containers to be child-proofed. Ultimately, I think it is very important to remind the public to keep e-cigarettes and e-liquids away from children, as it is done commonly with any type of medication. And with that, I would like to thank the following individuals who have been essential to this work and have taken a lot of time to assist with this. And with that, I am finished. Thank you very much for your time.